Rapunzel. Once upon a time, there was a man and a woman who had long in vain wished for a child. Finally, the woman came to believe that the good Lord would fulfill her wish. Through the small rear window of these people's house, they could see into a splendid garden that was filled with the most beautiful flowers and herbs. The garden was surrounded by a high wall, and no one dared enter, because it belonged to a sorceress who possessed great power and was feared by everyone. One day the woman was standing at this window, and she saw a bed planted with the most beautiful Rapunzel. It looked so fresh and green that she longed for some. It was her greatest desire to eat some of the Rapunzel. This desire increased with every day, and not knowing how to get any, she became miserably ill. Her husband was frightened and asked her, "What ails you, dear wife?" "Oh," she answered, "if I do not get some Rapunzel from the garden behind our house, I shall die." The man who loved her dearly thought, "Before you let your wife die, you must get her some of the Rapunzel, whatever the cost." So just as it was getting dark, he climbed over the high wall into the sorceress's garden, hastily dug up a handful of Rapunzel, and took it to his wife. She immediately made a salad from it, which she devoured eagerly. It tasted so very good to her that by the next day her desire for more had grown threefold. If she were to have any peace, the man would have to climb into the garden once again. Thus he set forth once again, just as it was getting dark. But no sooner than he had climbed over the wall, than to his horror he saw the sorceress standing there before him. "How can you dare," she asked with an angry look, "to climb into my garden and, like a thief, to steal my Rapunzel? You will pay for this." "Oh," he answered, "let mercy overrule justice. I came to do this out of necessity. My wife saw your Rapunzel from our window, and such a longing came over her that she would die if she did not get some to eat." Thank you for listening. For more British accent training, visit www.learningbritishaccent.com.